This episode and tournament is sponsored by Cryptid Crate. If you are a fan of the paranormal or cryptozoology, this is the perfect crate to have delivered to your door every single month. All you have to do is go to CryptidCrate.com and use the promo code SECRETPOD, and you will save 20% on your first order. As a quick reminder, make sure you have your Monster Madness vote in by March 25th. That is the deadline. After that, you can no longer enter for the grand prize of a Cryptid Crate. So all you have to do, like Cryptid Crate on either Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and tell us who you think is going to win this tournament. And then you're entered. That's it. So now, you enjoy the show.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
I am your host, Toby. Alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Rudy.
Ashton.
Y'all didn't even try to race this time and y'all went over each
other. I thought that she was going to go first, so I waited.
So, Addison and Kristen, and then we have our producer of this show.
Me, Satan. Hi, guys. I'm really excited about this episode.
Or as we call him, Nobody Gives a Shit.
You know what?
Hi.
I know someone that does give a shit.
Zanger?
Zanger. He is our special guest on this episode.
Does he really, though?
Say hey, hi, buddy. Zanger. How's it going?
Hey, man. I've missed you.
I haven't missed you.
That's rude. Yeah. That's rude.
Oh, give it time.
This is gonna be a good show. Yeah.
So, Zanger from the Zang This podcast, will you fill in our listeners who don't know about Zang This?
Well, Zang This is a geeky, nerdy, weekly podcast where me and my co-host, Ellie, talk about tons of different nerdy topics. We do everything from movie reviews to comics discussion. We also have people who make comics and people who work in the industry on every now and then to talk about their art and everything. And we, you know, have a lot of fun every week and try to be nerdy and fun every week.
Yeah, and you are also a part of the Dark Myths like we are.
Yes, dark. We are dark like the kids who hang out at Hot Topic for my podcast. That's how dark we are.
Yeah. That's pretty dark.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So you are joining us for this episode of Monster Madness. This
yeah.
is the third. Quick note, this is episode 4 of the 2018 Monster Madness Tournament, not episode 3. Now, before we get into it, I want to talk about the contest. Our sponsor, Cryptid Crate, has been kind enough to donate a crate for a giveaway. All you have to do to get this crate is go like one of their social medias on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and then you message us with one of the 8 contestants from this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And if your cryptid wins, then you will be placed into a drawing to see if you win the crate. There's a first prize, there's a second prize, there's a third prize, but the first prize is the one you want because it's the cryptid crate. And it's like $60, $70 worth of stuff. It's great.
Nice.
So yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't think you're going to win, go to CryptidCrate.com and use the promo code SECRETPOD and you'll save 20% off your first purchase.
Sweet.
So there's that. We got that in there. So we had to change some stuff up on this episode, didn't we, Zanger?
Yeah, you did.
So this was going to be a matchup between the Jersey Devil and Desi, the Delaware River Monster.
Uh-huh.
Desi was using some illegal enhancements.
Was he performance enhancing?
Let me clear this up. Did Jeremy Wade in River Monsters hunt for Desi? I can answer that. No. So it's not a river monster. It's a river bitch. So it needs to get out of this contest and bring up a heavy hitter.
Yeah, so we did. We disqualified Desi because there really wasn't anything. Everything that I found was more or less like a guy fishing and saying every monster that he pulled out of the water was, or every fish that he pulled out of the river was a monster.
Oh, no,
you definitely had
too?
It right the first time.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was a... It was the research went nowhere. So, like you said, we brought in someone else, a heavy hitter, to stand up to the Jersey Devil. And you can't have a devil without a demon. So we picked the Dover Demon.
Sweet.
I like both these guys. I really don't care who wins, but one of them's going to make it all the way to the finals. These are both of my picks.
I hope they both get knocked out in the first round.
They knock each other out.
Yeah, they're going up against each other, and somehow it's a like KO. They both KO each other.
Right. Yep. It's the big haymaker to both of them, and they just cartoon style punch each other.
We stack all their stats evenly. That way, they just they just knock each other out.
So I guess we're gonna start with the Dover Demon first.
Okay.
So. Should we jump into this?
Let's do it.
The Dover Demon. You can find this creature in Dover, Massachusetts. It's been described as looking sort of like a gray alien, except that it has like a rosy orange or peach color skin instead of like sickly gray. No mouth.
Well,
yes,
that
no mouth.
That is seen on any of the artworks that have been done of it.
It's got a big, like, I don't know, watermelon-shaped head.
Yeah.
And it's real slim. Like I said, it's very gray-like, gray alien-like.
Right.
It's got the slim body with the long, lanky arms and legs, and it appears to be completely hairless, and it looks like it has a rough skin. One report said, like, wet sandpaper.
That's contradictory, but okay.
that's what they said, so... This creature walks on its hind legs, but is usually seen walking on all four, and stands at 3.5 to 4 feet tall. Its eyes glow sometimes reported as orange or green, and doesn't appear to have any eyelids in most of the reports. So it doesn't blink at you or anything.
Interesting. So go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't.
I was going to say, do you want me to go over the legend of it?
Yeah, give us the legend.
I am going to... for no reason whatsoever, decide to do this in some random voice. I will also do the Jersey Devil one this way. I apologize to everyone listening. And I will do this as someone who was way too nerdy to actually be out at night to see this thing. So, with that, 17-year-old William Bartlett claimed that while driving on April 21st, 1977, which, by the way, is the same year that Star Wars A New Hope was released, he saw a large-eyed creature with tendril-like fingers. I'd like to imagine something from the Cthulhu mythos, sort of tendrils, but I would be wrong because it's just long fingers. Glowing eyes on top of a broken stone wall on Farm Street in Dover, Massachusetts. 15-year-old John Baxter, no relation, reportedly saw a similar creature on Miller Hill Road the same evening. Also, another 15-year-old, I don't know why these people weren't playing D&D like I would have been that night, Abby Birmingham, claims to have seen the creature the following night on Springdale Avenue. The teenagers all drew sketches of the alleged creature, and Bartlett wrote on his sketch, since they're from New England, hold on one second, I, Bill Bartlett, swear on a stack of wicked awesome Bibles that I saw this creature. Go Pats! According to the Boston Globe, the location of the sightings plotted on a map lay in a wicked straight 2 mile line. The Dover... Oh, I'm sorry, hold on, gotta get back to the nerd one. The Dover Demon has gained worldwide attention and draws comparisons to the story of the Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster, Chewbacca and Plesiosaur, respectively. If you need to find me, I am poning noobs on COD every Friday night.
Well, So I've got a little bit to add to their stories.
I told it perfectly. I don't understand why you are questioning it.
Well, I've got some quotes from Bill. Did we say his name's Bartlett?
Yeah.
I believe it's Bill Bartlett's quote.
Hey, Toby, did you notice he sounded like Dan Aykroyd?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
For which part?
The nerd part.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, Bill Bartlett.
Bill ended up describing the creature as this. It was not a dog or a cat. It had no tail. It had an egg-shaped head. It looked like a baby's body with long arms and legs. It had a big head about the same size as the body. It was sort of melon-shaped. The color of it was the color of people in the Sunday comics. So that was Bill giving his description of it.
I enjoy the fact that you de-Boston accented that description for your listeners.
Hey, I'm not going to try an accent. I can barely speak English, and I'm going to not try to do an accent with it, because that'll just...
Oh, man, it was wicked egg-shaped, and yo, my sister would have been out there and been like, yo, wicked pisser, check that out.
So, I've got some more quotes, and I believe this one is from the John Baxter.
No relation.
He says, as I was looking really close there, I could see the eyes. It was looking at me. I just stared at it for another few minutes, and then I just got all these thoughts that maybe it was something really strange, because, you know, nothing ever happened to me like this before, so I didn't know what to think. So I finally got the thought that maybe it wasn't as safe as it looked. Because the way it was staring at me, it just seemed like it was, I don't know, I get all these feelings that it was thinking to itself or waiting to spring or whatever, you know? And so I backed up the bank kind of... Oh, he was on a hill. I guess I should put that... He was... In his story, he was on a hill when he spotted it. So he said... And so I backed up the bank kind of fast. My heart started beating really fast. That was a terrible quote to try to read. I don't know why I...
Oh man, I was like sitting there and I looked down and my heart started beating really fast, you know, like when the Pats are making a good play and a good run, yo. And I saw this thing and it looked at me the same way I look at a bowl of chowder from over on Fifth Street.
I've got one more quote by Abby, and she says,
sorry,
wait, what?
This goofy ass Boston accent is cracking me up, man.
Are you going to read the as I looked at it?
Yeah, do you want to read it?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, you read it.
Oh, man, send it to me. I'll read it.
Oh, good Lord.
Screen mirror.
Boston accent.
I can't do Boston.
A female Boston accent?
Bless, I can't. Okay, so Abby said, as I looked at it, it kind of looked a minute like an ape, and then I looked at the head, and the head was very big, and it was a very weird head, and it had bright green eyes, and the eyes just glowed like they were... just looking exactly at me.
The punctuation's weird in these quotes,
isn't
it?
It is. I guess they talk funny or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yo, man, it had those green eyes like the beers down at McAllister's on St. Patrick's Day. Go Sox!
Mark Sennett, he came out after the 1977 reports. He came out after the 1977 reports of the Dover Demon and said that he and his friends had seen the creature back in 1972 on Springdale Avenue near Channing Pond. And he was quoted as saying, I don't know if we really saw something. We thought we did. We saw a small figure deep in the woods, moving at the edge of the pond. We could see it moving in the headlights. We didn't know. It could have been an animal. So this guy makes a report just to say, I mean... We saw something. Could have been anything.
It could have been a bear or whatever.
Now, I don't know if you saw any of this, but Lauren Coleman, which he's very popular in the cryptozoology world. Mm-hmm. In 1978, he wrote a book with Jeremy Clark called Creatures of the Outer Edge. He investigated the Dover Demon in 1977 and coined the name for the creatures, supposedly. There's some arguments that he didn't coin it, but that's not my battle. Another source says he wrote about the case in Fate magazine and in his 1983 book Mysterious America. He was able to talk to all the eyewitnesses before the media did, apparently. And according to Coleman, the students, teachers, parents, school principal, and the local police chief spoke highly of the credibility of the four witnesses. I didn't understand it, but apparently...
Yo, you can wicked trust those kids, yo.
You know what? There's a weird theme on from our last episode. This is very Stranger Things like.
Mm-hmm. With the kids.
Yeah. What was the last one that was very Stranger Things?
The Woodlands.
The Flatwoods Monster.
Yeah, the Flatwoods Monster.
Yeah, the Flatwoods.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of kids with all these weird sightings, so Stranger Things needs to have the Flatwoods Monster and the Dover Demon visit them. Right. Oh, but what I was saying is I didn't understand, but apparently two men in black questioned people near Coleman and told them not to talk about the Dover Demon. I couldn't find a whole lot on it, without reading one of Coleman's books, which I did not do, which I should have, but I didn't. But apparently there was some men in black involved in this particular case, telling people, shut up, don't talk about it.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Did you find that at all, Zinger?
No, I actually found that there was, like, I'm re-looking it up real quick, because I completely forgot to put this in my notes, that there's apparently a Cree, like, legend that vaguely refers to something like this.
Well, there's a... Coleman has a theory that the Dover Demons may be connected to Celtic folklore. It's something known as the Dobhara Chu, it's also known as the Irish Crocodile.
Hmm.
And this creature's name translates to Water Hound, and is described as a half-wolf dog and half-fish. Which, math... I'm not good with math, but a half-wolf dog, half-fish... Does that make sense?
Like,
it's a third fish, hurts. A third wolf, and a third dog.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Or is it one of them are two halves, and the other one's a third. My brain.
It's man-bear pig. It's like a man-bear pig.
Wait, no. Okay, it's a half fish, a fourth dog, and a fourth wolf. There we go. I got it.
All right, let's not get percentages into this too quickly. I know coming up when we do Jersey Devil, there's also going to be a weird, it's half this, a third that, one fourth this, and it's going to get real confusing. Right. That pie chart's going to overlap.
So, apparently it's like I said, a half wolf dog and half fish creature. It does walk on land, and it's just as fast on land as it is in the water. And one of the main things that make this creature different from the other sightings is the water hound thing has a tail. The Dover Demon in all the pictures does not have a tail, mm-hmm. and no one ever recalled a tail.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it could be the same creature. It might be completely different. Who knows? Some theorize that this creature was a fox that had contracted a disease of some sort.
I heard
that
a
caused a moose. Yeah.
A yearling moose, so a young moose.
Right, and something about it had swelling and bloating, whether it was a fox, whether it was a moose. That's, if we're trying to debunk it, that's what right. people think. But we're not debunking it. We're going to say this is the Dover Demon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, do you have anything else to add to it, Zinger?
No, I got nothing.
Let's try to get
I got some recommendations if you want better research and, you know, more Boston accents on this.
Well, if you want to just give us an hour full of Boston accents,
I don't. But if you want to, episode 159, The Dover Demon of the Blurry Photos podcast, which if I did bleed over anything, I have not listened to that episode in a while, so I apologize to David if I did rip him off in any way. I was trying not to copy him exactly, but I know for a fact they do a Boston accent almost entire time.
That's one thing about podcasting is you hear something that's really cool on another show, and you'll try to push it to the back of your mind.
I'm sorry, this story's from Massachusetts. How can you not do a Boston accent?
Yeah, well, I won't do the Boston accent because I will butcher it because I can barely do my own Texan accent, and that's where I'm from. But
you can barely say regular words, let alone with an accent. Geez.
So let's give this Dover Demon some stats. What do you guys think? Do we?
All right, so out of 100, right?
Yes, it's out of 100. We're going to be placing them on three categories: attack, defense, and skill. Now, this one's going to be difficult because there's only really three sightings,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a whole lot to go on.
Right.
Would
we be safe to try to get them as even as possible? Because of the very little 40, 40, as far 20? As attack? What was that?
Oh, wait. Yeah. No, that's right. 40-40-20.
40-40-20?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
We have no judgment on its offensive or defensive capabilities. I would assume defense is very low, considering there was no armor plating of any sort or any
defensive measures
it took aside from staring.
Well,
that's the offensive attack. It stares.
It stares a hole through you. I would say defense would be just a tad bit lower just because all the sightings were like, it looks sick.
What about 35, 35, 30?
I could do 35, 35, 30, but I would want the defense to be 30. So 35, 30, 35.
Okay.
Just to give him a little more average, skill. Just because in the one report, he does run away, mm-hmm. and maybe he's got a little bit of speed or something. We'll give them a skill. And
I say its skill is stare.
Stare the hole.
Stare the hole right into your soul.
Well, in the one where the kid goes down into the hill, like mm-hmm. into the little gully, he notices that the creature's like long fingers are kind of wrapped around the tree, and I would say that might be skillful for climbing or something, right. He
might even be a decent attack if provoked.
Right. So I would say let's do 35, 30. So 35 attack.
Mm-hmm.
30 defense and 35 skill.
I'd say that's fair considering what little we do know about him.
Right. And, I mean, it just keeps him baseline average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have something else we're going to be doing in this tournament. We're going to very Pokemon-like.
Environment.
So, what kind of strength environment does this character have?
Forest.
Yeah.
I would say, I'd say forest.
Forest or woodland type. And what about anything open is his disadvantage?
Yeah, I think...
I play a forest on that.
He's got a forest card for magic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Let's do...
It has forest walk. No, that would make it too powerful. Never mind.
let's say its weakness environment would be, let's put him out in the desert just so it's open.
Mm-hmm.
It would dry out its wet sandpaper skin.
Yeah.
Well, I say the desert just because I'm thinking like a big open desert, not full of like mountains and rocks. I'm just a desert plain.
Doesn't have a tree to kind of hug and stare from.
Right, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. What do y'all think?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with
I think
that.
He's okay in water because it appeared in the story he may have swam across the mm-hmm. little gully or whatever was there,
yeah.
pond or whatever. So, okay, we'll see.
And swamps are kind of like...
There's trees. He could climb. If he can climb, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, because not all swampy areas are treeless.
Right.
So... Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the desert being the weakness.
So, I think
this one's got, like, a weird necrotic mist around it and an evil-looking moon. I'm serious. I got, like, a stack of magic cards sitting here for no apparent reason, and they're all lands.
I know nothing about magic cards.
I know too much.
So, that's the Dover Demon. That's all we know about it.
Yeah.
So, how about we take a break, and when we come back, we will discuss the... Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
Let's do. Apparently everyone's favorite too on Squirtar.
Yeah. We will be right back.
An old wine cabinet said to be possessed by a demon which invokes nightmares and physical harm. An island full of giant rabbits said to appear once every 7 years off the coast of Ireland. A rural family that in the dead of winter walked one by one into their barn, but never walked out. The world is full of fascinating mysteries, and the Blurry Photos podcast sheds light on the darkest corners of the unknown. With a new storytelling-focused format, Blurry Photos brings legends to life and examines if there's any fact behind the supposed fictions. Join me, David Flora, as I explore the unexplained and explain the unexplored on the Blurry Photos podcast.
This is Nathaniel Lloyd, host of Historical Blindness, the Odd Past podcast. Join us every 2 weeks as we explore the blind spots in our past, uncovering mysteries, exposing hoaxes, and shedding light on obscurities. For the past is a dark and mysterious continent, and looking back, we are but explorers searching for meaning. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and almost any podcast app. I hope you'll check out the show.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the U.S., or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
Hey, Nick, who would win in a fight between a dragon and a toaster?
Oh, definitely a toaster.
What? A toaster beating a dragon?
And toasters can get really hot.
Dragons breathe fire.
Metal's immune to fire. Everybody knows that. Besides, if you put a toaster in a puddle of water, it'll shock you to death.
Dude, dragons can fly. I think it'll be fine. One bite, your toaster's done.
Toasters are metal. We went over this. Extremely high defense, admittedly low attack.
See, dragon's just the opposite. High attack, low defense.
Let's take this to...
The Simulation Station.
To see how this and other battles end, head over to mythingcanbeatyourthing.com. You can find us on Twitter at thingbeatsthing and email us your ideas at mythingcanbeatyourthing@gmail.com. Tune in every Monday for battles you'll have to hear to believe.
And we are back, and we're going to talk about the future winner of the first.
Don't say that.
Monster
Don't
Madness.
Say that. Jabba Fopi's going to win. I don't care what you say.
Jabba Fopi.
Well, I'm, oddly,
I don't like saying this, but I'm with him on this one.
Yeah, it's all about the Jersey Devil.
I like the Jabba Fopi because it's a spider.
No, stop.
Which absolutely terrifies a large number of people.
Can we not?
I mean, so do I. I terrify
do
a lot
we
of
have
people.
Any? Oh my gosh, no. Dover Demon could take it. It's basically a hobbit. Hobbits are really good against spiders. Lord of the Rings taught me that.
Well, this isn't a fictional book. This is real monsters.
I don't like how you said fictional books and looked at me.
You know, Satan.
So we are going to talk about the Jersey Devil now, and do you know that it has kind of some other names?
Oh no. Yeah,
I didn't know this, but it's either called the Leeds Devil.
Yes, and there's a reason for that.
Or the Devil of Leeds.
I have heard those names, yes.
Which, I've got a pretty interesting thing at the very end of this. This is, I think, for the most part, going to be a bullet points, because I kind of want to touch on this topic again later.
So you don't want to spill too many of the beans?
I want to spill enough to make you interested to come back for seconds.
Got you.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this this creature... has been spotted in lots of places.
Well, hold on. I got this. It was founded in 1974. They are part of the Eastern Conference. They are part of the Metropolitan Division. And let me see what their record is this season.
Yeah, go Devils.
They are 2017-2018, 33 wins, 24 losses, 8 ties. That's pretty good, and I mean,
yeah,
I agree that, yeah,
well,
Jersey Devil and hockey are all probably cryptids.
I think you have covered, I think we're not covering quite the same thing here.
Yeah.
We're not covering the hockey team?
No.
No.
Oh, there goes all my research.
Yeah. I'm done for the night. Yep.
Zanger's like, I got some beer to drink, I'll see you guys later.
So, this cryptid, not the hockey team, even though
I'm still arguing.
The hockey team may have been spotted in these places as well. I'm not going to say they haven't.
The hockey team did get its name from this, though.
Yeah.
And their little mascot, too.
So, it's been spotted in Bridgeton, Millville, Estoville, Vinland, Camden, and that's all the New Jersey places that it's been spotted. And then it's even been spotted in Bristol, Pennsylvania. So it's kind of got a good stretch of area that it's been...
A.K.A. Near the Pine Barrens.
Yes, the gotcha. Pine Barrens. I wanted to say where, so people can be like, that's my town!
Is it near Red Bank?
You know what? I didn't even look about at Red Bank. To
no,
see.
It's
you mean all, se- complete... all seven people from Jersey that actually listen to the show? They'd be like, hey!
You mean all zero after probably what I'm about to do. Also killing all of your New England listeners, too. You're welcome.
Yep. Yeah, all of our Boston listeners. I apologize, guys. I apologize, Massachusetts.
So before we get into this, let's talk about the appearance, okay?
Like where it appeared or what it looks like?
What it looks like.
Okay.
So, in most reports, it's about 3.5 feet tall, and it has a head like a collie dog, and it's reported that it's got a face like a horse or a goat. So, pick which one you like.
My head hurts already.
Do what?
My head hurts already.
It's got a long neck, it's got a leathery, bat-like wings that are about 2 feet long. It's got legs like a crane, but with horse hooves. It walks on its back legs and has short front legs with paws on them. Now, some report that it's got claws, but for the most part, it's got some kind of hands.
Mm-hmm.
It has horns like a billy goat in some drawings that I saw, like the curly horns.
Yeah, yeah.
In others, it shows like deer antlers.
Now, the description I have, just to add to the confusion of this, it says that the descriptions may vary, but is commonly described as kangaroo-like with the head of a goat, leather wings of a bat, horns, and small arms with claws or hooves on them. It says that it can be either. And it emits a blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, and there's also one report that it's ostrich-like.
That's too many animals for me to grasp.
I told you. We're not doing percentages on this one. It gets too confusing.
Did John Hammond have a hand in this thing?
I love it because I feel like it's like a 7-year old. You're like draw a crazy creature, and then you look at the drawing and you're like, what is it? And they're just like, it's got antlers and. It's got hooves and it's
I drew my favorite part of each animal and yeah. I put it all together. Don't you like it?
It's like you had a group of kids just walk by and draw on this, keep adding to it.
Yeah, that's it's yes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
started with a head and they're like, okay, add what you want. Mm-hmm. But you can only add one thing at a time.
I can't think of a body. I got a great idea. Let me try.
We did that at work.
Yeah.
Did you get this?
No, we're not that creative.
We ought to try this little experiment later.
No one Addison, in her group. I can just imagine what the main focus point was.
How many penises were on the
screen? None, actually. Mm-hmm. It only had five.
It only had five. And that was just one hand.
It needed a head.
It got a tiny little stick figure with a really big face,
yeah,
forehead,
yeah.
Head,
oh, look at that pause.
Human head.
Yeah.
Because I knew if I said head, you were gonna go way off with it. And a tiny little hat and balloons.
What else? Tell us more.
It had balloons, and that was kind of where we stopped with it.
Did it have any Twizzlers?
Hey, I hate Twizzlers, guys.
No.
You
no
sure were
nice.
Munching on the ones that I brought the that
those
one
were
time.
Really good though.
Those were fantastic.
Weren't they?
Though?
Yeah. Alright, now back to the Chimera, the modern day Chimera that we're talking about here.
You got the main legend, don't you, Zinger?
Yes, I do. Due to the fact this came from the 1700s, I will attempt to read in that voice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bless.
Buckle up, kids.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Very. You might want to mute this for a little bit.
I'm gonna turn my microphone off because I'm gonna start giggling like a little bitch. I already know. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Cool. The Jersey Devil originated in the Pine Barrens. Resident named Jenna Leeds, also known as Mother Leeds. The legend states that Mother Leeds had 12 children, couldn't keep her legs closed, and found out she was pregnant with a 13th child. She responded by saying, "Curse the child," I would like to I don't want a child this time. I want a devil. So then, during the year 1735 of our Lord, Mother Leeds was in labor on a stormy night, much like this one, if it's storming where you're at.
There's gotta be a disclaimer. Don't only listen to this episode on a stormy night.
I'm gonna pull up the Weather Channel app really quick. We may have changed the date.
Oh my gosh, if you're not listening to this on a stormy night, pause it now and wait.
Oh, what if man. You air this and it is stormy?
Oh my
god. Hey, there's a statistically it should be somewhere.
Somewhere. Right.
One person's like, holy shit, how did they know?
This isn't right, man. Turn it off.
Okay, I've gathered myself, I think. While her friends and family gathered around her, Born was a normal child. The 13th child. But then it changed into a hoof, goof-headed, bat-winged, whatever else we described earlier, by the way. Oh, we've got forked tail, growling and screaming. I've lost the voice completely now. Growling and screaming, it killed the midwife before flying up the chimney and headed into the Pine Barrens. I love how in a lot of the stories it has to point out it killed the midwife. Like, well, some of them it doesn't point that out, and some of them it's like, by the way, I killed the midwife. I'm like, okay.
There's another variation.
I got another variation, though, for our friend over there in the corner. Mother Leeds was supposedly a witch, and the child's father was the devil himself.
Hey, I'm not... So there's a test?
Hold on.
I don't...
Oh, he's got the results of the test.
Hey, no.
He does. Zanger does his research.
Oh, man. And
start calling him Maury.
It is your child.
No. This can't be happening.
What did the Twizzler do?
Hold on, 1700? How much back child support is that from the 1700s there, buddy?
Guys, shit.
You only thought you were broke.
This is going to ruin me.
How many hundreds of years of back child support?
I don't know if you know this, but souls are down right now. And even if I sell all my stock, it's not gonna make up for this.
You're going to have to look for a nice rich benefactor, my man.
I guess I'm going to start prostituting again.
You know what? No, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to call Dad.
I haven't talked to him in years.
Major Twizzler dick.
Right.
Okay, well, hold up. You know, I listen to you guys a lot, and you always go after him for the simple, you know, he's got a Twizzler dick. You guys don't go for the heavy-hitting stuff. And you know, you really should go for the stuff that's going to hit home with him. Hey, Satan.
Yo.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt? Did it
Damn.
Hurt when God chose us over you?
You know.
Pretty much, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Yeah. Did it hurt when he chose mankind over you and you decide to lead your little rebellion against him?
You know what? This is a topic for a different time.
No. This is a topic for right now. I mean, you famously sat there and went, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. How's that working out for you, considering you're grabbing souls from podcasters?
It's not the dream that I envisioned. You know what, Zanger?
I love Zanger so much.
This is not right.
I'm just saying, you guys call him out on stuff. I'm calling him out deep. I'm going deep.
Man, you're going super deep.
Man, he's just familiar. I've never seen him sulk this hard. Like
he left the room.
He's
yeah.
I don't know who's gonna mix this damn thing for us, but
he's gonna have to, and he's gonna have to leave that part in, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, he can't edit that out.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We can't unedit a guest. That's rude.
I know.
So, did you have the other version where? You were saying that it was his son.
Yeah.
Did you have the part where it would the Jersey Devil would leave but come back every day to visit her, the mother?
No, I didn't have that in mind.
Yeah, there was something about that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it would leave and it would come back, but it wouldn't stay for very long. It
really?
Would just visit.
Wow.
Mama leads.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, do you got any more or any other legends?
I do have an account of when, oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try. Commodore Stevens reportedly was visiting the Hanover Mill Works and to inspect the cannonballs they had forged. They saw it fly over then, fired a cannonball directly upon it, and it had no effect. Also, Joseph Bonaparte, elder brother to Napoleon Bonaparte, claimed to have seen the devil and hunted it as well in near Broadtown, which was established in 1820.
Interesting.
I think we're skipping over the cannonball.
That was going to come up. That was going to come up later when we're going with special abilities. Because I mean, it got hit by a cannonball and nothing happened. So I'm saying special abilities. If it's hit by a projectile,
I'm more impressed with the damn guys firing that stupid cannon to hit something flying in the air. Like, they licked their finger and put it up to the air to see, you know, which way the wind was blowing, and they hit that sucker dead on. They are the cryptids, I think, that we need to be talking about for having that superhuman ability to judge that.
Right. That accurate, that time,
in that time period?
That time, yeah, exactly.
So, I've got...
Also, real quick, since pop culture and video games and all that is my thing, this is a comic and video game reference. The Jersey Devil appears in the video game The Wolf Among Us, which is the game based on the Fable novels, and he is an agent of the Crooked Man and has a both human and true form. Which
I have been wanting to play that for
a while. Oh my gosh, dude, play it. I'm replaying it for like the 15th time because I got it on PC for like no apparent reason other than why not. screen share, and that's his human form.
Oh, okay.
And that is his true form.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. It's got like a...
And it looks nothing like anything we've described already. So
yeah, it doesn't look like any of the lore. It's got like a...
Let me see if there's a better... there's
a horse skeleton head with antlers and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. That's on the video game version?
Yeah, that's on the video game
version. He's also in the comics that are kind of based around the game, too.
Oh, very cool. Well... I've got a couple more legends and sightings and stuff. So one of the legends is a young girl who fell in love with a British soldier during the Revolutionary War. The people of Leeds Point ended up cursing the girl, and she ended up giving birth to a child that was said to be the devil. Because she fell in love with, you know, the enemy, basically, they cursed her. And then there's... It's the same legend, but this time she got cursed by a gypsy, and same reason, you know, whatever, she had the devil baby. Another legend is it was punishment from God for mistreatment of a local minister by the people of Leeds. So there's a... That's another one.
Hmm.
I don't know if that in that legend it turned someone into the Jersey Devil, or if someone gave birth to the Jersey Devil. So it was just... You could add that one to any of these, you know. So, on the sightings end, one of the most frequent sightings happened during the week between January 16th to the 23rd in 1909. Reports from all around the Delaware Valley people were reporting strange tracks being found in the snow. People were finding these tracks going under fences, over fences, and I guess they mean over fences like it jumped or something, you know. And they found tracks in fields, people's backyards, and even across the roofs of their houses. The people started to panic about this creature, and it was reported that when they went to search for it in Hamilton, the bloodhounds would refuse to follow the creature's trail. This closed down schools all throughout the lower part of New Jersey and Philadelphia. Workers refused to go to work and wouldn't even leave their homes because they were so scared. Apparently, in two of the cities, the police were able to shoot at it, but it did not stop the creature. It ended up showing up in Camden at a social club meeting and attacked, then flew away. It also appeared in Hayden Heights and attacked a trolley car full of passengers before flying away. One of the witnesses said it looked like a flying kangaroo. It was also seen in Burlington on the tracks of another trolley car. It ran by quickly. In West Collingwood, it was spotted on a roof of a house and was described as an ostrich-like creature. Throughout the weeks, people would report dead livestock or missing livestock, mostly chickens. It appeared trying to eat one woman's dog in Camden. She hit it with a broomstick and it flew away. So that was all. This is all that happened. Well, most of the sightings that happened in that 1 week, right? So I got some other sightings. In 1927, a cab driver on his way to Salem had to stop to fix a flat tire. An upright standing creature landed on his roof of his cab and shook it. The cab driver ran away scared, but no sign of the creature when he returned. In 1961, a couple was parked in their car on a road in Pine Barrens when they heard a loud screeching noise outside. The creature smashed the roof in and was screeching on top of the car. The two ran from their car, and when they came back, they could see the creature flying near the tree lines, making the same noises. In 1966, the Jersey Devil was blamed for the death of 31 ducks, 3 geese, 4 cats, and 2 dogs on a farm. One of the dogs was a large German Shepherd and had its throat ripped out.
Oh my.
In 1987, in Vinland, New Jersey,
what's up
another
with
German
cryptids and freaking taking out German shepherds.
Well, what's with them always ripping out throats? That's mm-hmm. what the Honey Island Swamp Monster did too, ripped out throats.
Yep.
1987, in Vinland, New Jersey, another German Shepherd was found torn apart and the body gnawed on. The body was found 25 feet from where the dog was chained up, along with strange tracks that no one could identify. This creature has a problem with dogs, chickens, ducks, geese, and vehicles. Trolleys, cars. It does not like any of that stuff. So that's all I've got on the Jersey Devil. Do you have anything you can add to it, Sanger?
I mean, we've already kind of gone over a lot of stuff with it. The only other pop culture reference I was going to mention is it is featured, including the story I told about the cannonball incident, is featured in a show called Legend Quest on Netflix. It's a kid show with cryptids in it every now and then. It's kind of cool. It's one of those things, if you have kids that are around, I'd say over 5, and you want to get them into cryptids, it's got like ghosts, stuff like that. I am screen sharing it right now. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, here's them discussing the devil part.
Like, and it tells the story of it, I guess?
Yeah. See?
Crazy. Wow. Like, so, it's called Legend Quest?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Like I said, I mean, if you got kids, it's a fun show if you're into cryptids and stuff, because they do mention them every now and then.
Man, I gotta check
this
out.
And they're
with
ghosts and stuff. Like, they have 2 ghosts with them and this other creature thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
It looks like cool animation and everything, so I'll have to check that out.
Yep, see, there it
is.
Well,
I guess I think it's time that we give this sucker some stats. 100 points in 3 categories: attack, defense, and skill.
10, 10, 80.
It's just got a bunch of skill.
It's got
it's
mad skill.
It's got skill
because we don't know if it can run fast because of its hooves. We don't
right.
know if it can
It's
fly.
It's such an amalgamation of so many different animals. It's got to be skillful.
Yeah, I think so.
Or would that hinder it?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, okay. A cannonball and gunfire mm-hmm. could not hurt this demon. This devil, I should say.
Right.
So
projectile
defense
objects.
Because it's a
no
devil
effect.
So what do we want to say? Do we want to say, ooh, this one's hard because it did attack a little bit. It didn't really, it didn't kill anyone that I know of, but it did kill a German Shepherd.
Right.
And a whole heck of a lot of ducks and stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of chickens and
very,
ducks.
Very, very non-threatening animals.
It does not like cars.
Yeah.
It seems very aggressive.
Right. I would say that it kind of lacks skill, but it needs a little skill because it can fly. It
right.
can it can be on the ground.
I wouldn't
so we're not counting
like 20
cannonballs
skill.
Hitting it as a skill and doing nothing.
I would say that's more of a defense.
Okay.
You know, like if it can't be hurt, then it's got a good defensive skill.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it good defense.
So what do we say on defense?
I'd say 60.
60?
See,
another 60.
Yeah.
I would say 60 defense. and maybe even 30 attack because it's aggressive.
Yeah. So no skill? Oh, wait, so 10 skill?
10 skill.
Yeah, just cause it, 10 it can... skill.
So we'll go 30 attack, 60 defense, 10 skill.
Okay.
Do we like that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess the other skill could be its blood-curdling scream, too. I don't know if that could count. As
or would that...
Okay, I'd be willing to give it a little more skill if we give it a defense of 50.
Okay.
I'll go defense of 50 if you include the it being able to do this blood-curdling scream thing that apparently everyone's like, it's terrifying.
So now my question...
Skill? Yeah.
Though, would that be a skill or would it be a defense?
No, but that could be... Screams could be offensive. Like, it could be flying in and then scream... Creature puts, you know, tries to block out the sound. It comes in and swipes it right across the chest, down.
Right. Yeah. So where do we want to? Where do you want to put that 10 from defense? You want to put it on attack or skill?
That would make it. Hey, yo, Satan. What do you think your son needs to get on this?
Well, if it was me choosing, I'd pick 100, 100, 100, because that's what I am. That's my skill levels.
Speaking of which, yeah, on that real quick, so since you are technically part of Vertigo, that means you're part of the DC Comics lore and everything as Lucifer, Morningstar. So by and by with that, could you be Batman?
Toby's looking at me shaking his head not to answer this question.
No, but I'm just saying, so you're saying that a regular human could beat you, Satan. I'm just saying, man. You're able to you're saying a normal human like Batman can beat you, Satan, Lord of Darkness.
I'm not saying that he could, but Toby is violently shaking his head no at me.
So you're gonna take advice from someone stupid enough to sell their soul to you that you couldn't be beaten by just some guy who has a lot of money?
Well. He does also let me live here in the house, and
Hold on one second.
I don't know why everyone has such a hard-on for Batman. I really don't.
Hey, why? How is this turning into to the beat up Toby tournament?
No, it's not beat up Toby. It's Batman just sucks.
You have an indomitable will, Satan, and you're saying that you're taking advice from some podcaster right now?
Right.
I mean, I could take Batman. I mean, it's no big deal.
That's better.
I don't like to brag.
Since when?
Just a second ago.
I guess hitting the earth after being cast out really did a number on you, didn't it?
Yeah, shook him up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zanger loves this. We have an ongoing feud, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Hold on. It is a one-sided feud, because I'm sitting here, I've been ready since the day afterwards. I was like, here's my next list, let's do this.
We had a nerd off.
Nerd fight.
We had a nerd battle.
Fight. Please say nerd fight, don't say nerd off, it sounds disgusting.
We had a nerd fight and we slapped each other silly, and I won with my fair arguments,
but that, you lost overall with the statistics of the
he's
characters
just upset
we picked.
That Batman has a plan every single time for every single character.
Yes, I am
everyone.
Upset that Superboy Prime, quite literally one of the most powerful versions of Superman, lost to Batman over the argument of, is there a panel showing them interacting? There's not, then there's no way to definitively prove Batman couldn't beat him.
If you want to go hear that, what is that episode? So
I
people
don't
can go...
know. I'll look it up real quick. I know it's an older one because we're all sitting here waiting for round two, which
will happen soon.
I have offered for Rudy to be the judge for that one, just so it can be fair. Now he must judge it fairly as well. So that's a lot of pressure.
No, I can judge it fairly. I have no obligations to anyone.
So, Jersey Devil, did we want to go 30, 50, 20? Or did we want to give 10 more to the attack? So it's 40, 50, 20.
What about 25, 50, 25?
I like that,
that's,
too. What do you
think? That's good. I like that one.
25, 50, 25. And that's locked in for stats. Do you like that, Addison?
Sure.
Sure. What about strength environment?
He's a woodlands creature, yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah. Okay, we'll say woods.
But he can fly too, and he can fly through the woods, which means he's a pretty good flyer, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I'd say water.
Water's his.
But he can fly, so.
He can fly over the water.
So if you were able to squirt him with water.
Yeah, I think if he were in a water situation and it would bring him down to where he wasn't flying.
Because he can't fly constantly.
Right. Especially if he's trying to attack.
His wings get wet.
Yeah, if his wings get wet, I think that would bring him down.
But
so,
they're leathery bat wings. Wouldn't that be a little...
I think it would help better than feathers.
Right.
Maybe?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know the logistics.
Bat wings would be worse than feathers, depending on the feathers. Feathers for stuff like ducks and eagles and
ducks,
stuff like that normally have like a coating they put on it, or they have they can apply to it.
They go to a duck body shop and say, "Hey, give me the coating."
Buff it out real good, boys. It's gonna be a long
day. By the way, that is episode 46, Xingnas versus Secret Transmission.
All right. Go listen to that if you want to hear us be really nerdy and weird.
Yeah. Weirder than this, even.
Yeah.
That's even possible.
I don't know.
And for the record, a Morningstar over there, you are not allowed to be part of the nerd fights because you have the ability to manipulate reality. Which we said, if you can manipulate reality to the point
where
you
wait. His comic book version does, right?
Oh, you're talking about the bitch version that's sitting over there in the corner that can't be Batman?
I resent that. I am not a bitch.
But, you act like one.
But God I like humans, and you went and cried off in the corner and got all your friends to come with you.
Hey, why does this gotta get personal all the time? Are we set on the Jersey Devil, not my son?
You know...
He's your son! Yeah. I'm set on that. 25-50-25?
Yeah.
25-50-25, woods as its strength environment, and water as its weakness. Pokemon style.
Yeah.
Now, one last thing. Who do you think will win in this first round? Will it be the Dover Demon or the Jersey Devil?
Oh, you're asking the listeners or us?
You guys.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't think they're going to tell you, Toby, but okay.
In this case, I'm almost thinking it's going to be the Jersey Devil. I'll be surprised if it's the Dover Demon.
I'm on the same page as Rudy.
Yeah, I think...
just see the Jersey Devil flying across the moon carrying an object, which is the Dover Demon.
Dover Demon, yeah.
Yeah.
And then dropping him to his death.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah. In Dorchester. Yeah,
I see the Jersey Devil. I want the Jersey Devil.
Shit, that is actually a Blurry Photos reference. Damn it, I knew I was going to do it.
Hey, if it matters, I want my son to win. I'm a good father. I'm gonna turn this around.
Oh, so you're one of those fathers that show up when their son's going to be big and going to do something. Have you paid any of that child support?
Well, I'm working on it. I've already texted my lawyers.
He just found out like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, give me a chance. Yeah. Give me a chance to make things right with my son.
Like, there's a heartwarming story now involved in this.
The devil is like the epitome of daddy issues. You know this, right?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately.
So,
he ain't even paying attention anymore. He's just off in his corner again.
I'm trying to figure out how to make this all right.
Since when? You're the Lord of Lies. You ain't doing shit.
I mean, can you at least give me more than 20 minutes before I break my promises and lie to everyone?
No.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I bet that hurt.
Why do you gotta bring him into this?
Well, y'all are busting my balls so bad.
Pink Jesus does not approve of your shenanigans.
Yeah, we haven't conference with Pink Jesus in a while. No. I don't think we can conference on this.
Pink Jesus has been a bit of a sarcastic ass, though.
Hey, Pink
on some
Jesus
of these last
is Satan
ones.
A bitch.
Okay, let's ask him. You said, "Is Pink Jesus?" You asked Pink Jesus, "Is Satan a bitch?" Pink Jesus is a eight ball type of pink Jesus figure, which I will post a picture on Instagram. Yeah, so let's see what he says. Is Satan a bitch? And he says, wait for a sign.
We have one. Him in the corner.
Hey, fuck you.
Bring it.
Okay, so let's...
What happened last time you were on my show, buddy? That's what I thought.
What did happen last time?
I got casted off.
Yeah. I'm going to try to take over my show and see what happens. I come on your show and make fun of you, too.
I'm about to cast you off this show.
Try it.
Well, let's wrap this bad boy up, because we have officially gone over all eight of the cryptids in our tournament. We replaced one due to illegal performance enhancement drugs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And being lame.
I think that's the final strike, is it was being lame.
Right.
We actually supported it using drugs, and then it was just so lame, we were just like, nope, sorry, boss, you're out.
He got into meth, and that was kind of it for us, man. We don't do that.
So, Zanger, do you want to plug your show, plug everything before we get out of here?
Yeah, why not? You can, of course, I'm one of the Dark Myth or Dark Lords of the Dark Myths Podcast Collective. You can, of course, find Zingness on there. You can also find us on, of course, Podbean. Wherever you find this podcast, you can unfortunately find mine as well. You can also find us on Twitter at Zingness, on Instagram at Zingness Podcast, and yeah, you also find Toby hopefully on there soon.
I've got four of my five picks. I've been carefully strategically.
I think I lost my list, but you know what? Give me 5 minutes. I can probably come up with a better team still.
Oh, that's sorry. Well, okay. So next week we will be having the actual tournament.
It's six. It's six characters.
Oh yeah, we need an alternate, huh?
No, you need six total, because we roll a six-sided die to figure out. And then there's alternate that does not apply to the rules that we're doing for the fun of it. So it's the character that can manipulate reality and anything for just the shits and giggles of doing that character. My pick for that one is a good one.
Yeah, I don't believe you. So next week, we will be simulating these cryptid battles, and we will have a champion out of these eight lovely
monsters.
So let's all say goodbye. And
you could say this is like a pageant of sorts, or this cryptid of some kind.
Or you could even say if we replace some of these
with aliens, it could be a tournament of aliens. Oh man.
Hey, I get inspiration from the best.
I think from the very start of this, he has straight up admitted that this is a rip from other podcasts.
A couple of shows.
Oh, yeah. I'm just making sure. I've only heard the first one. I'm just making sure it's hammered in hard.
No. Yeah, I give the credit due to Blurry Photos in our inaugural.
And then it's
also a little bit of a ripoff of the Unbelievable Podcast, mm-hmm, Tournament mm-hmm. of Aliens, and Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then it's even ripping off another podcast that we're going to borrow their simulation program. So this is just a huge copy.
And you're also ripping off Dragon Ball Super too. Tournament of Power.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Do they get blanked out reality after this too?
Maybe. You'll have to wait and see next week. Okay, let's everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Satan's bitch.
That is true.
And that's going to do it for the eight cryptids that are in the Monster Madness Tournament. Now, what you need to do, if you are wanting to enter the Cryptid Crate contest, what you need to do is go like Cryptid Crate on either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Pick one of the eight contestants in this tournament that you think will win, and then message us. Now, the deadline is March 25th. That is the cutoff. March 25th is the last day that you can enter, because on March 30th, we are airing the simulated battles of these eight cryptids with our friends from My Thing Can Beat Your Thing, Phil and Nick. And we will determine our first Monster Madness champion and the winner of the Cryptid Crate and the other prizes. I need to give a shout out for Captain Catfish, and that's Fish spelt F-E-E-S-H. If you go to CaptainCatfish.bandcamp.com, you can download some of their albums, including the intro that we've been using, Won't You Be My Yeti Already. And we need to say a special thank you to Red Blue Black Silver, and that's redblueblacksilver.bandcamp.com. That is who has been providing us with the background music that we've been using during our storytelling segments. So we appreciate it. Make sure you check out the Dark Myths Collective. Go to darkmyths.org. Follow them on Twitter and on Instagram at Dark Myths Pods. We've already changed the updates for our Patreon page. I've been talking about doing it at the end of the month, and I went ahead and did it. So we will have extra episodes and other cool rewards, and that'll be starting next month, but you can go to our Patreon, and that's patreon.com/secrettransmission, and you can check out some stuff if you want to donate to the show, and everything that we get, we're going to dump right back into the show. Whether it's equipment, whether it's goodies that we can give away, it's going right back into the show. You can also purchase t-shirts to help support the show at tpublic.com/secrettransmission. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. We have a Facebook account. But now I want you to hear from friends of the podcast with their predictions of who they think is going to win this tournament. Maybe you could use their picks. So let's hear from our friends.
Hi, this is Nathaniel Lloyd from the podcast Historical Blindness. And my money is on the Mongolian death worm. This is where the smart money's at. This thing slithers around under desert sands like it's a freaking sandworm from Dune or a graboid from Tremors. Plus, it's poisonous to the touch, and it spits poison, and it shoots electricity? I mean, come on. This is your best bet.
Hi, this is Governor Jesse Ventura, and my friends over at Podcast 1289 told me they would let me know who really did 9/11 so I could stop hiding from the drones in the Baja Peninsula if I vote in the Secret Transmission Cryptid Battle Championships. Why do they have to have so many S's? Anyway, my vote for the winner is the Jersey Devil, because like me, he's a fighter, and a governor, and a Navy SEAL. I think. He also apparently learned how to play hockey at some point. Anyway, I've gotta go. The government is sending ultramagnetic frequencies into my brain. I can't even remember Vince. So stay tuned to Secret Transmission and check out my friends over at Podcast 1289.
Hey, this is Carl from the new podcast Slothman Prophecies. Here with me is my best friend Justin. Say hello, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Our pick for Monster Madness is the Mongolian Death Worm. Justin, have you ever heard of the Mongolian Death Worm?
I have. I think it's favored in this year's tournament. I would put it in between Villanova and Duke.
Nope.
Oh, have they lost?
Oh, my. Well, if you'd like to hear me explain more to Justin, like Paul McCartney's secret death in 1966 or the Kelly Hopkins villain counter, come like and subscribe. We're on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at SlothPod. Take that, Wampus Cats.
Is the Wampus Cat really in this tournament?
Yeah, Wampus Cat is a real, really real thing.
Oh, shit. We're definitely going to lose.
What's going on, everybody? This is Ripken, the co-host of the Derailers podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Also the co-creator, co-commentator, and editor of Wrassle Nerds Wrestling, WNW, on YouTube. And my pick for the Monster Madness tournament is the Hawkesbury River Monster. Because if you ain't down with Hawkesbury, you get buried. That's what I'm saying. Be sure to check out the Derailers podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as WNW on YouTube. And shout outs to Secret Transmission Podcast for putting on this epic tournament. Take care.
Hi, I'm Bob, and I'm one third of the trio known as the Cretans Guild, and we make the Nerd or Not podcast, and we are looking at the Cryptid Battle Championships. Now, we have some big names on here, such as the Jersey Devil, and then there's a couple others, like, say, the Mongolian Death Worm. That just sounds metal as hell. But personally, the one I'm throwing all my money behind is Jabba Fufi, the African Jungle Giant Spider. If I ever saw this in person, I'd probably crap myself. Giant spider walking around, I don't think there's much more scarier than that. So yeah, Jabba Fofi, that is who I am picking to win the overall Cryptid Battle Championship.
Hey, Secret Transmission Podcast. This is Patsy the Angry Nerd from Throwdown Thursday. And I just want to say, first of all, I'm really enjoying your show. I'm really enjoying this tournament. I think it's a great idea, and I'm really having a great time with these shows. Second, my pick for the Monster Madness tournament is the Flatwoods Monster. There is just something about it that screams malevolent intelligence. Now, don't get me wrong, a giant spider, or what essentially boils down to a electrified lamprey that kills you if you touch it, being the Mongolian death worm, that stuff is terrifying. But there's just something about a creature that will stalk and kill you, that acts of its own accord, something with intelligence something that's not just working off of instinct, but is actively hunting you down or actively coming after you, for what nefarious purpose, you don't know. I think that's a lot scarier than something that will bite or sting or scratch or ooze mucus on you. So I'm going to go with the Flatwoods Monster. That's my pick. You guys have a great day and keep up the awesome work.
Hey guys, this is Richie the Wiz Kid from the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, and I think the Mongolian Deathworm is definitely going to win the Monster Madness Tournament. Besides the fact that the winning is in the name alone, I've listened to like 2 episodes of Secret Transmission, which makes me an expert, as that's more than any other podcast I've ever listened to, so you can definitely go along with me on this. Mongolian Deathworm for the win. No one else even deserves to even give their opinion on this matter. Mine's not even an opinion. It's just a straight fact, yo. So get on the Mongolian death train with the Mongolian death worm and listen to Secret Transmission.
Hey, everyone. It's Miles, a.k.a. Mr. Most Days Off from the Best Darn Diddly Review Show. I'm putting all of my dollary dues on the Mongolian death worm to win the Monster Madness Tournament. He will embiggen a fear in even the most cromulent opponent. So Mongolian Deathworm for the win.
Toby Satan Gang, this is Brent from Hysteria 51.
And Conspiracy Bot.
Yes, and Conspiracy Bot too. And I just wanted to... We just wanted to let you guys know our pick for the Cryptid Battle Championship. It's easy. There is no question. The Mongolian Deathworm. The Mongolian Deathworm, Shai Halud, if the Dune fans are out there, a graboid from Tremors, whatever you want to call it. This thing, it kills you if you touch it. It can kill you from a distance because it spits venom. It can kill you with electrical charges from a distance.
I want one.
That thing does not mess around. You know, and it's not that big. It doesn't need to be. I mean, I guess it's big for a worm. It's 2 to 5 feet. That's a big worm, but it's also called a death worm for a reason. It brings the pain. Who are you going to put it up against? No one else stands a chance. Get close to it. They're done for. There's no other anything that can stand to it. And plus, look at all the crap that it's given birth to throughout fiction. We got sandworms and Beetlejuice, Dune. You've got all these people, and not to be outdone, people still to this day go to the Gobi Desert hunting this thing because they think there's still a chance it might actually be out there. I don't know how they found anything. No. And I love one of my favorite things is that they actually went out there and said, well, it worked in Dune, so we're going to put some thumpers out, thumping on the ground, just to see if we can bring it up here. And unfortunately, it didn't come out to play. But that is hilarious to me that they think this thing might actually still be there. Therefore, they think it is. I know it is.
Damn right.
There is no chance any of these other fools, a Flatwoods Monster, no. No, you know, you pair these two, it's just going to sit there and wait to kill, maybe spit a little venom. Venom, which is corrosive even to metal, I might add you.
Maybe I don't want one.
So there is absolutely no way that anything else is going to beat this thing. Conspiracy Bot, you have anything to add?
Brent, I'm glad you asked. I want to take this time to let Toby know how much his show sucks. Satan is a hack and you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Okay, I'm going to cut him off. But so that is the official Hysteria 51 Cryptid Battle pick. The winner, hands down, even though it has no hands, Mongolian Deathworm.
Stay woke, meat sacks.
Like I said a minute ago, the deadline to enter for the Cryptid Crate contest is March 25th. because the finals are on March 30th. So, with that being said, we hope you tune in next week to see who wins this tournament as we try to explain the unexplainable.
Can go wrong now
with my new night vision.
Yeah, oh, he bought some night vision goggles earlier from our used awesome. Video game store. They were Please. Modern warfare
oh those 2. Ones
yeah
oh those are awesome. I got them somewhere in the basement. They're complete garbage, but god dang it, they're awesome.
Man, they worked with we went into this, a dark room and it was they legit.
This one's work. Working pretty good.
You just cannot. It's that was one of those things where it's like, let me look, don't try to walk with them on, you will hurt yourself.
Right. No. You're absolutely right about that, but you can see everything.
It's one of those
for stalking.
Yes. It's great for sitting on porches or in bushes and observing things.
That's exactly what I plan on doing. The second one, at least. Anyway.
3, 2, 1, then clap.
All right.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Knowledge is power.
Huh?
Knowledge is power.
Can you hear Satan okay? Right.
Yes. Unfortunately.
So, don't.
You gonna do the Jersey Devil first?
Yeah, okay.
I meant like last. I thought.
Okay,
like, when...
let's do Dover Demon.
Dover Demon.
Oh my god.
Is his first name Ben?
Oh,
Ben
god.
Dover.
God
that
dang.
Took a second. Jesus.
No stitches.
It's because someone's talking about you.
Yeah, y'all.
Well, there you go. That old wives' tale's true.
Proven.
Proven.
Who needs rumor fact. Flies?
Right.
That's great.
I'm going to say goodbye, Roger.